We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
I want to call your attention to a little clause in the fifth verse of the 33rd Psalm. I just noticed it this morning. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Now here are the other verses which precede it. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely to the upright. Other words, if you're a righteous man, if you're the right kind of fellow, you're a righteous fellow, you should rejoice. See, praise is comely. In other words, it's becoming for a righteous man to be thankful. A man who's right with God has every reason to be thankful. And if you are right with God, it's comely. It's a thing for you to do. To be thankful to God. There's nothing that hurts a Christian testimony more than a disgruntled, complaining attitude of a professing Christian. You know, somebody said there wasn't but one good thing about long-faced religion. It doesn't spread. Nobody wants it. It isn't taken. You know, I remember years ago a woman in a meeting I held in Missouri. They said she was a good woman, but I never saw such a miserable face in my life as she had. Nothing suited her. She complained all the time about everything, never satisfied, never happy. And I used to watch her face, the most terrible, hard face I think I ever knew. I could hardly look at her when I was preaching. Anybody else smiled, she wouldn't smile. Somebody said that she smiled one time and said her face squeaked like a new saddle. That's the condition of her face, it's so hard. I mean, see. Well, nobody wanted a religion. No child wanted it. Nobody else wanted it. She didn't have what anybody wanted. Now, that kind of thing doesn't spread. There's something about a spirit of thanksgiving that does something to people. And you know how to be thankful? Just sit down and count your blessings. Suppose you sit down today in your room. Now, get a little time off. And take a pencil and write down everything in your life you have which to be thankful. Now, start in. You mothers, you have a little baby. You're a normal mother, you're thankful for that, I know. All right, you've got a neighbor, it's a good friend. Write that down. Keep on now. Write down all the things which you're thankful. And then put over the other column the things that you're griped about. Name them. Then when you add up the column, see how much bigger the things you have for which to be thankful, how much bigger that list is than the other. Then another thing about it. When you add up that column where you have something to gripe about, then right under that verse, for we know it, all things work together for good to them that love God, them who are called according to his purpose. And you'll be thankful for that. You know, you can be thankful for things. I told you about that old lady that said she didn't have but two teeth, but said, see, I thank God they hit. Now, you know that was something. She just had two. It's a blessing that they came together. You couldn't do a little bite, see. Another fellow said that during the war, Civil War, my father used to tell this story. Some old soldiers sitting there, you know, and wondering when they're going to get out, when the war's going to be over, and so forth and so on. Nearly all of them had the itch, you know. And this fellow said, well, I have nothing to be thankful for. And the old fellow said, well, I thank the Lord for the itch. He said, I have such a good time scratching. And did you ever stop to think if you couldn't scratch? Now, if you have the itch, thank God you can scratch. See, make a note of that. Say, thank the Lord I can scratch. And if you can't scratch, thank the Lord you got somebody to scratch for you, see? See? Now you just sit down and think it over. Now, the psalmist is talking about the goodness of the Lord. Of course, that's a commonplace illustration I'm using, but I'm just helping you see the point. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with a psaltery and the instruments of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Everything that God does is all right. It's what we do that's wrong, see? God doesn't do anything that's wrong. What can you accuse God of doing? Why are you blaming God for anything that's wrong? He never did anything wrong. When he made man, he made him a perfect man, gave him a nice wife, a perfect wife. And Adam's about the only man who ever had a perfect wife. Did you ever stop to think about it? You know, you've got a wife, and you think a lot of her. You thought she was perfect, but you found out she isn't perfect, and she's found out you're not perfect. See? But Adam had a pretty wife, and she had a pretty husband. Now, isn't that wonderful? Got some girls here when I got told about a pretty husband, looked up immediately in the studio. Nice to imagine to get a pretty husband, wouldn't it? They're hard to find. You won't find one. We have imperfections, but Adam and Eve started off with perfection. They used to walk with God. God would call on them. He was their neighbor, come to see them. They were perfect people. And she's a perfect wife. He's a perfect husband. There they were in the Garden of Eden. But they sinned. See? They sinned. And from that day to this, we belong to an imperfect race. We're in the world with imperfections and limitations and all that. But when God made man, he didn't make him like that. God made a perfect man. God always does the thing that's right. Man does the thing that's wrong. Nothing gets God. He's all right. So I said, well, I don't see why he permits it. Well, you know why you don't see. You just haven't enough sense to see. You don't know a lot of things you wonder about. You wonder, if you looked into a scientific laboratory today and saw a fellow mixing some chemicals, you wouldn't know what he's doing about that. Now, God Almighty that made all the laws that govern the universe, create everything, you don't know what he's doing. How would you know? If he told you, you wouldn't have sense enough to understand. You just worry you're trying to listen to him. You couldn't understand. There you are. So he said, sing unto him now, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. And he said, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Now, did you ever stop to think about it this morning? I got up. I felt a little sort of let down physically this morning. I got to thinking, you know, while I was shaving and dressing, thinking about God, his goodness. I could see. You know, the eyes are a little dim. You have to change your glasses once in a while. But I get up close to the mirror, I can see. And I could look at myself. Of course, it took a good deal of grace to do that for me. But I'm glad I could see myself, no matter how homely you are. Before you couldn't see yourself, see? You got your eyes, most of you. And if you're blind, you've got somebody to see for you. Just something about, suppose you didn't have somebody to see for you and you were blind. I saw a fellow down in Mobile, graduate high school. He has his seeing dog. He went through here. When he started school years ago, with 1/5 of eyesight. And then he went totally blind. And he has his dog, and his dog is just as good to him as he can be. Lead him around. Thank God you got a dog that can see if you can't see. You can always find something. Just keep talking now to yourself. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're good for nothing, the ungrateful wretch. I'm ashamed, aren't you? I'm ashamed I ever complained. See? Do you ever see some people get kind of old, and as they grow older, they say, well, you know, nobody, I'm no place around here for old people. Well, they're going to recognize me as long as I'm able to get around. I'm going to demand they hear me. I am. But, you know, folks are good to old people. You know, they're just as good as they can be. Tell somebody yesterday about the man said, he's a little fellow, said the girls used to try to kiss him, and he'd run. And said after he got old enough, he'd been glad for them to kiss him, they wouldn't kiss him. And then, since he got old, they all wanted to kiss him again. He said that he ran from him as a baby and didn't care to be kissed when he was old. And so there he was, see? See how the world is, you know? Funny world, isn't it? But you know the trouble's with us. You know there ain't any trouble with anybody but you and me and the other fella, see? We think the trouble's the other fella, but it isn't. It's right there with you. If the Apostle Paul could say, I've learned whatever state I am to be content. In whatever state I am, if that's possible with all that Paul went through, then there's no excuse for any of us. I've never been in jail except to preach or see somebody in jail. But Paul had been in jail. I've never been beaten up and left by the roadside dead. He was. Yeah, he said he was content. You know, this morning I read the paper before I got to looking into this verse of Scripture thing. And you read of so much crime. All sorts of crimes, all sorts of crazy things that people wouldn't do if they were not demons that made them do. You can't explain a man being an absolute fool, especially an old fool, unless he's under demon power. You can't explain these things that these folks do except they're under hypnotic power of evil spirits. There's so many things you can't explain. They seem to be normal about everything else. You can't explain them any other way. Now, I got to thinking about all that's going on in the world. You got a way you just hate to pick up the paper. Sometimes I hate to listen to news on the radio. It's this, this, that, and the other. Terrible crime. And then I open my Bible and read, Earth is full of the goodness of God. Now, think of it. With all of that, think how of the goodness of God in the world. They're still good people. They're little babies that are innocent and sweet. They're kindly disposed people. You know, yet every day I run into somebody who does something wonderfully sweet and kind. I've had the most marvelous letters I've ever read in my life from saints of God that have said, I'm praying for you. And people say, you know, from old students talk about what the school meant to them, how they thank God for everything they had. People that haven't lost a sense of gratitude. Of course there's sin in the world. Of course it's in a bad fix. And, you know, sometimes I think we think about it so much and read about it so much, it maybe gets on our nerves. But let's sort of neutralize it today. Now, take a little time today to thank God for his goodness to you. The goodness of God in your life. You've got some good neighbors and good friends and loved ones that love you. And a heavenly Father takes care of. And the goodness of God is in the world. All around us. All the time. Let's magnify that and underscore that and try to get people to see the goodness of God in these days of tragedy and sorrow in this sin-cursed world. Our Father, we thank thee for a good God who does everything right. We may not understand sometimes, but whatever he does is the right thing. We thank thee he's our Father. And we thank thee that he sent his Son to die for us. We have salvation in his name. We thank thee that he's a shelter, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the midst of all the storm of life. Help us to hide under this shelter of protection. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.